Hey, while we are talking about buses, as you know, because the people of KVI country heroically helped body slam Proposition 1 to triple license tabs, the surcharge on license tabs from $20 to $60 per vehicle to maintain existing bus service and spread some money to bus lanes and bike lanes and roads. The city of Seattle says, well, we need an alternative. And so the mayor, day before yesterday, has come up with a plan. And his plan is, well, let's just rerun the initiative here in the city of Seattle. And we'll use all of the gains from revenue will be used for Seattle, and it will be used for transit only. There will be no 60-40 split. It's all going to be used for transit within the city of Seattle. Now, that, again, it, actually, I said they were going to rerun the initiative. Actually, Phil, they're going beyond the initiative.
Yeah, they have a couple of wrinkles in this.
They are going beyond it. Here is the breakdown from SeattlePI.com. Joel Connolly had a piece on this. The $60 vehicle fee would be added to the existing $20 fee. So you wouldn't replace a $20 surcharge, which, by the way, was supposed to come off, with a $60 fee. It would be $80. It's the $20 fee plus $60. And the sales tax increase, yes, there's a sales tax increase in there as well, would collect about $21 million a year. Now, that raises about $45 million. Of the $45 million, Ed Murray said he wants to spend $40 to preserve the, quote, vast majority of bus service that they could be looking at, again, could be looking at in the second, third, and final rounds of Metro cuts next year. $3 million would be set aside to establish a regional partnership fund to partner with key suburban cities to maintain bus routes that cross jurisdictions. Dow Constantine, who is playing the role of Murray's wingman on this plan, says, we do not live our lives within arbitrary boundaries. We live our lives in a region. So they would have that $3 million fund, and then the mayor would use the other $2 million to establish a $20 low-income vehicle rebate. Hey, Phil, you know what I'm not seeing in here?
What's that?
I don't see anything in here about a bus fare increase.
That's true. No one wants to make the bus riders, the users, pay more. Is there anything else in there about having the union possibly give back some of their contract gains that they have enjoyed here in the last handful of years?
Metro bus
have
drivers.
The, have the Metro staff, drivers, crew, what have you, take a bit of a haircut in all this? Is there anything in that in there?
Metro bus drivers are the second or third highest paid bus drivers in America. And there are not dozens, but hundreds of Metro officials earning more than $100,000 a year. Are there any haircuts, any cost restraints on the part of the union or the bureaucracy? Phil, are you kidding me? They probably, the union and the bureaucracy probably wrote this plan.
You'd think.
Probably the ones who said, well, clearly the people say we want more bus service. Far be it from us to have to take any reductions or even a freeze in compensation. That's ridiculous. Let's just have everyone pay a $60 license tab fee in addition to the $20.
Yeah, you know how much clout
in Seattle
the labor unions have? on Seattle politicians. So,
and here's the other part about this. Again, this is why I'm convinced this was pretty much written by the union and Metro bureaucracy, is that they don't have anything about people paying a fee increase. Again, now keep in mind, this would just be for the city of Seattle. Now, according to Metro's site, they have about 110 million boardings per year. Right? So, Phil says that if you increase bus fares by about a quarter, you know, that would generate well over $25 million a year.
Yeah, my calculation was 22 cents per rider. Now, there's a great discount if you're a kid or elderly, senior.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think ages 19 to 64, what they say is full fare. And I'm trying to remember, I think at peak times it's $250. I think at off-peak times it's $225. So could you raise that from $250 to $275? Or even a couple pennies less if you want to get
and
technical.
maybe not be handing out so many free bus passes. You know, maybe having, you know, people pay one quarter
and of their
why not have people pay one quarter of the cost of their quote free? Why not make it a subsidized bus pass instead of a free bus pass?
There you go. And to that end, I don't mind the transfer situation so much, but I know you've spoken about this many times on the show, where they have people in the downtown core, and I know they changed this free Lyft in downtown area maybe a year or so ago, if my memory is correct, where you could just walk on in the downtown area and you could walk on for free.
Oh, yeah.
And they changed that.
They changed that finally.
And people are supposed to be paying, but as you've talked about on several occasions, drivers just say, if you don't pay, I'm not going to ask questions. Don't ask,
yes.
Don't tell. The policy that Seattle liberals love to hate, don't ask, don't tell, but it works for the bus.
Yeah, if someone gets on a Metro bus and, you know, people pay their fares and this guy just walks by and the bus driver says, excuse me, sir, you missed your fare, it's $250, and the guy says, F you, and sits down, the bus driver is encouraged by Metro to simply keep driving, thereby rewarding atrocious behavior and rewarding atrocious behavior in front of a crowd, mind you, depriving, you know, everybody sees that we have one more subsidized rider who's not even paying a share of what they owe. So some drivers, to their credit, will react by saying, sir, you pay the fare, you get off the bus. If you don't get off the bus, a police officer will take you off the bus. But again, that is not Metro policy. Metro policy is just ride on because we don't want to run afoul of our time schedule. We get enough complaints already. It's not, you know, it's not worth it. Well, of course, it's not worth it to Metro. They can just charge you. So here, unless they actually are asking riders to chip in and pay more, I don't see why people who don't take the bus or who rarely take the bus should be paying dramatically more in Seattle. But you know what? You know, that's a Seattle problem. If people in Seattle really want to dig into their pockets and pay not $60 surcharge, but $80 surcharge, well, you know, that's just one more reason for young people and senior citizens not to live in Seattle, particularly young families, growing expenses. So, you know, it's very, you know, the city of Seattle just won't take stock of what I was pointing out yesterday. Danny Westneed had a good column on it the other day, that there is a tipping point that they haven't had to worry about that maybe now they have to worry about. There are, in Seattle, six special levies that costs taxpayers additional hundreds of dollars in additional sales tax. Property tax. And no other city in King County has more than one. There are six already. And by the end of the year, there might be eight. And a ninth one is on the horizon. It's just, absolute madness. No sense of budgetary restraint or control. People in Seattle are very slow to figure out that this is all union-driven, and unions have zero interest in cost containment. None. Not as long as they can grab more money from other people.